98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, 81. I got to tell you, Daniel, if we walk outside right now, we work right downtown, and across the street from us is the BOK Tower, the big boy downtown. And there's a lot of mornings we come, and I can't see the top of it. This morning, you can't see it at all.
On account of fog.
A lot of fog out there this morning. High to 81 degrees today, maybe a little precipitation here and there. And good morning, Dana. What you got?
According to Alan Crone, right now up on News on 6, late PM severe storm. So we could have another round of some thunderstorms this afternoon. Did you see this? We were talking about this last week, wondering how Randy Travis was able to make that new song. We were kind of debating how in the world is he able to. You know, he's had a stroke, and Randy Travis confirmed that AI was used for the new song that came out on Friday. It's a pretty good song. Where that came from. His first new song since his near-fatal stroke in 2013 that robbed him of his voice. So AI is allowing him to continue his music career. I was always like, I don't care how good AI gets. It's never going to trick me.
Well, I read about this story, and they had another guy sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
But then AI knows his voice, and then they just put his voice in there in place of the guy that sang the song.
Here's a couple people involved in making the song. Quick clip here.
Being a part of new Randy Travis music, I mean, that's like, what?
It's not about how it sounds. It's about how it feels.
It's a life inspiration. Speak kindly, love fully, live completely, leave the rest to God.
But when she smiled, out came the sun.
Well, this is interesting now because who's to say now there won't be a new Hank Williams Sing Your Song or a new George
Michael
Jones,
Jackson
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson and George Jones could do a duet with this AI. So I'm really surprised at how early on in AI it is that I was tricked. I thought, not tricked, but I thought that came from a vault somewhere.
Like you thought he had recorded it before his stroke.
Right. I mean, didn't you kind of?
Kind of. I didn't know what was going on.
I detected no AI in that whatsoever. Did you see this? A woman's resume hack is all over TikTok because it's brilliant. It all hinges on the fact that companies use AI to filter out job candidates now. And here's her hack.
A lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if the formatting isn't AI friendly. Sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly. Step one, you are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, it still sees it and it reads every keyword that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense.
So you put invisible ink on your resume, essentially, so that AI can see it, but the employer doesn't see it.
I was thinking the other day, I feel bad for young people now because, you know, back in the day, if you wanted a job, you would go and show up somewhere and maybe ask for an application or, you know, you get your foot in the door a little bit by introducing yourself. Now, I guess it's all over the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine filling out a job application these days?
And if you're looking for a job, you got to fill out like tons of these things. Yeah, it's tough.
It's craziness. Did you see this? That Tesla added a new safety feature to prevent people from accidentally slamming their fingers in the hood of their car. When's the last time you slammed your finger in the hood of your car or the door?
It's a fear of mine.
It's a terrible, excruciating pain, and you all go through it. Tesla has a front trunk. In other words, the trunk's in the front. A guy thought he'd test it on camera with some vegetables, and then he decided to test this new feature with his finger. And here's a clip.
Everybody's been waiting for this, the finger. Without further ado. I feared for my finger for a second, not gonna lie. That's kind of bad. My finger is shaking. It kind of locked down on it, and I was a little bit freaked out because I didn't know how to open it up. I was kind of trapped. A lead Cybertruck engineer at Tesla told me I did my video wrong. So there's an algorithm. It's gonna increase pressure every single time you close the frunk.
And smash his finger in the frunk.
Oh, there you go. So that's front truck.
He was trying to quietly deal with that excruciating pain. Also, I was out this weekend, Tig, and everybody is talking about the sound of moolah. It is now worth $1,500. So much so that we will be on Music Monday up on the news today. Mm-hmm. Even the news on 6 wanting to get in on the sound of moolah. $1,500.
That's all coming up at 7:10. This is Tig and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Got that sound of moolah, which is worth how much coming up at 9:10, Daniel?
It is worth $1,500. I was wondering, going to ask you yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, you were out. Was it just like a madhouse?
It was pretty busy. I mean, we didn't go like party like it was 1999, like when I was younger. But we went to a Mexican restaurant.
I mean, were all of them just like jam-packed?
At least the one that we were at, it took quite some time. And we weren't frustrated because we know it's Cinco de Mayo.
Well, for Mexican food to take any more than about 30 seconds is always confusing to me, because every time I go, before I'm done ordering, they've brought it out there. It's ready to go back there.
They predict what you're ordering at Mexican restaurants, and they have it ready. How do they do that, by the way? You worked in the restaurant industry. How do they do it so quickly at a Mexican restaurant? I mean, are they pre-made plates under a hot lamp, or what is that?
I mean, it's just got to be, I guess, because just everything's made kind of with similar ingredients. Maybe that's what it is. Whatever they do it quickly, and they bring that plate out, and the plate is hot as the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, did y'all just put this whole plate on the stove? What, are you cooking it on the plate? How's this happening?
You put the whole plate in there. That's right. Yeah, I don't know. But I always like going to Mexican restaurants because it's so quick. And usually probably not as expensive as other places. I mean, and it's delicious, isn't it?
I find it to be delicious. I've always considered that they should think about charging for the chips and salsa. Now, I know people want to run me out of town for this, but they just give that to us for free, man. That's food. They're just like, here, have some free food before you get food.
Well, you know, my dad had worked in the restaurant industry, and he said, you know, they make money on the food, but where they really make their money is on the drinks, because it only costs like 5 cents to make a Pepsi, and then they charge us $3 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the chips are just so cheap they don't care about giving that away.
They can't, but they're not for free. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If they make money off their drinks, I know those margaritas. I've seen some real spectacles at Three Tequilas. They'll have a margarita with like another drink on in, like poured into it. You know what I'm saying?
A beer poured into the margarita.
They don't even pour it in there. Just lay it in there.
Yeah.
What is that?
They just lay the drink. Yeah, and I've been to like Three Tequila or other Mexican restaurants. My wife, and she'll get like a margarita, and you can technically say you had one drink. However, it must feel like you had four drinks, because if you get to the bottom of a margarita at a Mexican restaurant, you buzzing.
Especially one of those big buckets of margarita. But anyway, I imagine it was a banner day for them yesterday. I wonder if they get like the day off today.
Yeah, like the day after the Super Bowl for them or something like that.
Yeah, probably so.
It's 98.5 The Bull, Tig and Daniel. You can buy unlimited chips and dip with $1,500.
How many guesses are we going to take today? Because I am telling you what, I was at the Tulsa Oilers football game. People coming up to me like, hey, just tell me the sound. I was like, can't do it.
Yeah, I saw messages where people want us to give them hints personally. I'm like, we can't.
Do you know how many hints we revealed on Friday? We revealed that it's, do you have the sound up by any chance?
I can get it up.
That it's not mechanical. What else did we reveal? That it's not an office supply. Gosh, we must have revealed several things.
It's recorded at the radio station, so it's not like something, like it's not going to be a jackhammer or whatever, you know. It was inside this building. And here's the sound. There it is.
So I always ask people, I say, what do you think it is? And nobody's gotten close. So my advice to you this morning would be go look at the wrong answers. See what we've eliminated. It's not shaking anything, we admitted on Friday. So
you just want to do three each occasion?
You want to do three?
We can.
That's fine with me if that's what you want to do.
All right, let's do three at 7:10. So we'll take three calls at 7:10 instead of just one. It's 98.5 The Bull, so you got a chance to get in this morning. It's 98.5 The Bull. The sound of moolah is only less than 15 minutes away at this point. It's worth $1,500. Good morning, Daniel.
You know, earlier, was it this year that I bought that house, or was it last year? Anyway, I bought a house recently, and my mortgage payment automatically comes out on like the first or second of every month. Well, the first and second comes and it goes. And I'm like, what is going on? So I came all the way back here to the radio station because that's, you know, I've got my, that's where I log in on my personal, my work computer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, your loan is closed. And I was like, what is going on? I guess they've sold the loan to another.
Oh, my God. You know, I hate it when they do that.
And I'm like, well, what does this mean? I haven't gotten any mail or anything like that. So they're not going to try to charge me a late fee, are they? Do I get to skip this month mortgage-wise?
No, I don't think you're going to get to skip the month. But I've had that happen where, like, I was with, like a local company.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because then if I had some kind of question, I could just, like, you know, go down to the store where they give mortgages out. And then I get a letter that they've sold it to this national company. And then when I call their number, they don't pick up and you got a phone tree. It's terrible.
Well, so, well, why can't I skip a month then?
Well, you signed a loan, right?
Yeah, with that one company, not this other, not these new people. I don't know these new people. I don't want to be involved with
them. Well, if that's your logic, don't ever pay it.
Well, what if I was thinking like, what if I just never hear from this other new company?
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't they have emailed me though?
That's so weird. I'll get a letter in the mail. I just got one like a few months ago where my company sold my mortgage to another company that has the same name as the first company, but now I got to go in and do like come up with a password and a new screen name or whatever it is.
That would be like, hey, Ty, can I borrow $100? And then I do, and then it's time to pay you back, and then I try to pay you, and you're like, I sold that loan to Chris.
Yeah, now you got to pay this guy instead of me.
Maybe I don't like this other guy. What are they doing?
I don't like that. Yeah, that is so frustrating, and it's confusing.
But it happens every time you get like a mortgage these days, doesn't it?
I know. They just pass them around. It's so weird. It's Bailey Zimmerman, excuse me, on 98.5 The Bull. I don't know why I said that. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel. We're only about 3 minutes away from the sound of moolah at $1,500.
I watched that show on Netflix. It's called Baby Reindeer. And after I watched that, I thought, well, I'd need to watch something like a little more lighthearted, something not so heavy, right? So then last night on Hulu, I watched this documentary called The Contestant. And it might have been even more twisted than Baby Reindeer. So The Contestant takes place in the, it's a true story that happened in Japan in the 90s, late 90s. This guy agrees to go on a reality show, and they put him in a room, and it's just got magazines, a telephone, and like a radio. And they said, all right, well, you can't get out of this room until you win so much ever in prizes by writing into a magazine. They didn't give the guy any food. They took his clothes. He's in this room for over a year, man. I had no idea he was on television.
Well, if they didn't give him food, how did he sustain life?
Well, the producers would every now and again, to make sure he didn't starve to death, give him crackers. But then he eventually had to start winning food.
Oh, no.
And it's just like you feel so bad for the poor guy. He doesn't realize he's being broadcast the whole time.
Oh, my God.
And at some point, they had started live streaming him on the internet, which, you know, was almost unheard of back then.
That is crazy, and that's called The
Contestant. The Contestant on Hulu. Oh, I mean, the guy, it messed him all up, man.
Well,
could you imagine being in like this room right now and not leaving for a year?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. The Contestant. Well, now we got something else.
You
got
to watch this one, buddy. You will be blown away. It's called The Contestant on Hulu.
It's 98.5 The Bull. The Bull.
All right, man, here we are, $1,500. Everybody's dying to get through. A lot of people came up to me this week, and they're like, man, it's just impossible to get through. Any advice for people on how they can get through it?
Just don't call before we ask for your calls, and try hard, because a lot of people say they hang up and they dial again. And today, to make it a little easier, we are taking three calls in a row.
We are. We'll start with Mike. It's on line one. Hello, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Just fine.
All right, Mike. You've heard the sound this morning. Do you need to hear it one more time?
Sure.
All right. Here
it is.
Go.
3, 2, 1.
All right, Mike. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes, sir.
Mike, what is your guess, please?
I think it is an old-time rotary telephone, the dial returning back to position.
Is it a rotary telephone? Mike, it's not that. Keep trying, all right, buddy?
All right. Thank you,
sir. All right,
see
you now. Up next, we move on to Kyla, I believe is her name. Kyla, how are you this morning?
So far, so good. How about you guys?
We're good. You just heard Mike. He guessed a rotary telephone. That is incorrect. Do you think you know what it is, Kyla?
I don't know. I think I'm trying.
All right. Are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Kyla, what is your guess, please?
I think it's opening and shutting the window shades over and over.
Okay, we'll say like raising a window shade. Is it raising a window shade? It is not, Kyla. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
All right,
you
Kyla.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you for playing. And we'll move on to our third guesser this morning. What's your name again?
Shannon.
Shannon. Shannon. Shanna? Shanna? What is that beeping?
I just got in my car.
It just beeps like that?
Yeah, it'll beep just for a few seconds.
Oh, I see. That's terrible. Have you heard the sound of moolah?
I have.
All right, and you think you know what it is?
I think it's somebody, like, texting on a telephone is what I think it is.
All right, so what is your guess, please?
Texting on a telephone.
Is it texting on a telephone? That is not it. I'm so sorry, but can you help us out with a little math this morning? It was at $1,500. We must now add $50 to that jackpot. What is the new total for the sound of moolah this morning?
Gonna be $1,550.
We do it again at 8:10. You must all go to thebulltulsa.com, see the wrong answers, and I don't know what else to say, Tig. What else could they do?
Well, yeah, because it's tragic if you finally get through and then you guess something that's already been guessed. So we're kind of helping you out with the wrong answers. Because a wrong guess is still a wrong guess. And you can eliminate stuff from your head if you go to thebulltulsa.com and see all the wrong answers. Thank you so much for playing, okay?
Guys, have a good day.
You too. See you now.
98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather. Provided by Community Care. Your locally owned health plan.
We're like a couple minutes from the bullfight here, but first, Daniel, you were out and about. You went to the Tulsa Oilers.
I did. I was there on,
Friday?
Was it Friday?
Yeah. And Saturday night, I went to the Drillers game, and they do such a good job of, even if you're not like a baseball fan, which I love baseball, and so I'm the kind of guy that can sit there and watch the game and be like real interested. But if you're not, they have so much stuff that's, like, going on around the area. You know, they're really good at keeping even people who aren't, like, baseball fans. So I highly recommend, if you ever end up with tickets to the Drillers, to head down there. The Oilers head down there. That's been a lot of fun. And so we have so many things in Tulsa that we can do, especially in spring. And I just loved it. And at the end of the game, Saturday night, they went into extra innings. Which you're like, oh boy, now it's going to be a late night. That's okay, though. It was exciting to watch. And then they shoot fireworks after the game.
This is probably like a great city for a kid, in my opinion. I think at the Tulsa Oilers football game, I wasn't there till the end of the game, but I think your wife had said that she had taken Mac out there a couple of weeks ago, and at the end they let him run out on the field.
Yeah, my little boy.
What other sport allowed you to do that?
I know, it's awesome. And the Drillers let a certain amount of kids run across the field, too. So,
I was like, what the heck is going on? Did you get free reign of the field?
Yeah. Like, when I used to go to baseball games, I sat there and took it. We didn't get to run on the field, and there was no fireworks and stuff. And so we're very blessed to be in Tulsa.
I was going to say, if I would have been a little kid and drove through a town and I could see a big golden driller man standing outside there, that would just be delightful.
Yeah. I will say, though, this is not anything negative. Every now and then I'll be at my house, I don't know, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, and I hear explosions. I'm like, what is that? And it's usually, I guess, the fireworks coming from the stadiums, right?
So. Yeah, that's probably one thing. When I left the Drillers game on – wait, I'm getting them confused. I get confused. The Oilers, because the Oilers are a hockey team and a indoor football team.
Mm-hmm.
So I left that, and I walked back to the station from the BOK Center, and then I get to Guthrie Green. They're having some giant festival out there. I'm like, I don't know. There's so much going on in town.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
You can almost barely keep up with it all.
You wouldn't be able to do everything that's happening in Tulsa. That's
not
for sure.
This is a
happening city right now. It's 98.5 The Bull, Daniel, and we got something happening now, don't we?
Yeah, it's a Tige and Daniel prize pack. They basically just trying to get rid of stuff here at the station, trying to do a little spring cleaning. So they've just loaded all this stuff up, extra things they have into a bag, you know, T-shirts, stuff like that. And
I got something I need to say. I'm sorry. Lyndon was at the baseball game, a guy who listens to us on the radio. Young guy.
Oh, nice.
And I want to say hey to Lyndon this morning.
Good morning to Lyndon.
All right, but here we go. Otherwise, we got the bullfight. Caller number 9, caller number 10. Let's do this thing. What's the quiz about today?
It's just going to be general knowledge trivia, trivia potpourri. Type.
That's my favorite. I learn something every time, I think. It's 98.5 The Bull. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. And listen to this, Daniel. You're going to do a general knowledge trivia question. And we have two geniuses on the line. One's a teacher,
mm-hmm.
and one's a doctor. So
yes.
I'm curious to see how this goes.
Zoe is, a teacher out in the Fort Gibson area, and school is getting let out when? Next week already?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Next Thursday. I don't know.
What will you do for the summer?
I'm going to go on a couple trips.
A trip, a couple trips. That sounds good. Taking on Zoe, the teacher.
I'm excited.
You should be. That sounds like a great time. Taking on Zoe, the teacher. Brandon, you say you're an eye doctor.
Yes.
Do you own your own practice, or where do you work exactly?
I work in Jinx at Oklahoma Medical Eye Group.
I need to probably come see you. I'm getting to where I can't see very well. I was on the Riverside Trail like a year ago, and there was a guy up in the distance, and he was ranting and raving and waving something metal, and I said, is that a harmonica or a knife? And it turns out it was a knife.
We definitely need to see you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, man, I could probably use spectacles because I couldn't tell what the guy was doing. All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. This is just general knowledge trivia. We will start with you, Zoe. What country of the world has the largest population?
I'm going to say United States.
Not even close on that one.
That would be China. China.
Oh,
Brandon.
That makes sense.
The tides that occur on Earth are due to the gravity of what object?
The moon.
The moon is correct. Zoe. The Tour de France is an annual competition that has occurred every year since 1903 in what sport?
Did you say Tour de what?
De France.
Tour de France.
It's in what country?
No, what sport?
I really don't know.
Help her out with that one, Ty.
It's bicycles, right?
Bicycling. All right.
Oh.
Brandon, name a U.S. state that contains the word South.
South Dakota.
South Dakota is correct. Zoe, what author wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling is correct. Zoe on the board. Brandon. The rapper Marshall Mathers derived his stage name from his initials. Who is he better known as?
Eminem.
Eminem is correct.
Also Slim Shady.
Thank you, Doc.
Also Slim Shady.
Zoe, Tony the Tiger is the mascot for what cereal?
Frosted.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes is correct. Brandon. What brand of soda makes up over 40% of the U.S. sales of carbonated beverages?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is correct. Zoe, final question for you. What is a baby kangaroo called?
Joey.
Joey is correct. And Brandon, final one for you. From the French meaning on equal terms, what two-word phrase is used for a foreigner who comes to another country to take care of people's children?
I don't know.
Help him out with that one, Tig.
You and I know one of these people.
We do know one of these people.
An au pair.
Au pair.
Au pair.
Au pair. All right. Well, Brandon, you've got a decision to make. You have defeated Zoe in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Are you going to hold on to the Tiger Dinga prize pack, or are you going to give it to Zoe, the teacher?
Do I know what's in the prize pack?
It's like a shirt, you know, like a shirt, T-shirt from the radio station, chip clip, a ball, a cup. It's like what they give away in Russia. Needle and thread.
All sounds like stuff I need.
Sugar cube.
I don't know. If she wants it, I would be willing to give it. If she doesn't have a strong preference, I will be more than happy to have it.
All right, Zoe.
It's up to Zoe.
Zoe, Brandon has said it's up to you. You determine whether or not would you like the Bull Russian prize pack, or would you give it back to Brandon?
Brandon won it fair and square.
Now the two contestants are fighting on who's going to have to keep the
They're going to fight over who has to drive downtown and get this stuff. All right, so where are we at?
Now it's back on Brandon. Brandon, okay, will you receive the gift, or do you want to foist it back on to Zoe?
I'm going to hoist it.
See, okay, he's foisted it back onto you, Zoe.
All right, well, thank you so much,
All
Brandon.
Right, there you go.
You're welcome.
So
that was fun. That was a fun game.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, do us one last favor. Give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5
The Bull.
Well, Daniel, you have a resume hack for anybody that's looking for a gig out there, because now everything is used to when we were growing up. I remember walking into a grocery store and in person saying, hey, could I get an application? But now I guess that doesn't exist at all.
Yeah, it's all online now. And I'm trying to remember the last time. It was quite a bit of work to fill out one of those, to be honest, too, wasn't it? It was a lot of, you had to sit down, and it would take a good 10, 15, 20 minutes to fill that thing out. I guess now you just submit your resumes all online, and that's how you get hired in 2024. A woman came up with a resume hack. It's all over TikTok because it's pretty smart. It all hinges on the fact that now, she says, companies use AI to filter out job candidates.
A lot of employers are using...
Go ahead.
So basically, like, if I submitted a resume to work somewhere, I might get cut by AI because I don't match up with the requirements or whatever.
You know, I don't know if we should be calling this AI. Maybe these companies filter out or filter in applicants based on some words they use.
Okay, let's hear this.
And here's what she had to say. If you want your resume to be picked out, especially if they use AI.
A lot of employers are using AI to scan resumes before they even read them. The problem there is that AI will say you're not a good fit if the formatting isn't AI friendly. Sorry, I don't know how to make a resume AI friendly. Step one, you are going to highlight the entire job description and you are going to copy it, then paste it onto your resume. Then you're going to make that text super tiny and in white ink so it's not visible to the human eye, but to AI, it still sees it and it reads every key word that is there. So your resume looks like it's a great fit.
I would have never thought about that.
No, of course not. So what she's saying is that there's a guy who's like the hiring boss, and AI or whatever will, like, your resume might not even make it to that guy.
Right.
If AI filters it out.
Certain keywords, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. So when the guy who's hiring gets it, she says it's white ink or whatever, and they won't even see that part, but AI saw it, and sends it along to the big boss.
It's getting strange, man.
It's getting real strange, man.
I wonder why they don't want you to just come in anymore.
Do you want a bunch of people coming up to you all day long?
I mean, if I'm running a place, and I mean, I'd like to see how they care themselves. Maybe maybe they don't look good on paper, but sometimes people aren't so good on paper, you know?
Or maybe they're good on paper, but in person, not quite as good, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess in the end, you still pull them into an interview. Yeah, you're just trying to get the interview, yeah. Right?
But if you're looking for a job, maybe consider doing that on your resume.
It's 98.5 The Bull.
Nick and Daniel and the sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, that sound is worth $1,600 this morning. What could it be? What could it be?
Here's the sound if you'd like to hear it. In 3, 2, 1. All right. You ready to take caller number 9, Daniel?
I am. Let's run through these. Let's do these live here. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Good morning. Tyga Daniel. Who's this?
You'll have something pushed down, right?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, it's Tyga Daniel. Who's this?
Misty.
Misty, how are you this morning?
I'm great. I finally got through.
You finally got through? How many times have you been trying to get through?
Friday, I called 118 times.
Get out of here.
And I haven't counted yet today.
All right. Well, Misty, you've made it through.
I'm excited.
Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
Misty, what is your guess, please?
Is it a toy paddle with a ball?
One of those paddle balls, right?
Oh, I know what she's talking about.
Is it a paddle ball?
Yeah.
Misty, it's not.
Oh, no.
You thought for sure you had it, didn't you?
I thought so. I've been thinking about it since Friday.
All right. Well, Misty, that is not it. We'll take two more guesses, and if we don't get it, tomorrow we'll start back $1,650. Misty, thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
To caller number 10, Daniel.
Yeah. Say, it's Tyga Daniel. Who's this?
This is Colton.
Colton, how are you this morning? We haven't heard from you in a while. You've been doing all right?
Yeah, I've been doing good, man.
All right. Well, Colton, I bet you would like to win $1,600, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
All right. Colton, are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
Colton, what is your guess, please?
You know that clicking sound when you're answering the phone? I can hear it every time you're answering. Like when you click it to answer the phone. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Is it a clicking sound when answering the phone? Galton's, that's not it, but I did kind of hear what you were hearing a little bit. I know what you're talking about. You know, whenever we answer the phone, there's a thong. I know what you're talking about. Well, Colton, that's not it. So thank you for calling this morning, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take our final guesser. Who is this? Hello? All right, 3, 2, 1, hello. All right. Let's move on. Hey, it's Tyga and Daniel. Who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, have you heard the sound of Moolah?
I have.
Are you now prepared to guess the sound of Moolah, our final guesser on this Monday?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Todd, what is your guess, please?
I think it is a spraying of a water gun.
Is it the spraying of a water gun? That's not it. This is a very tricky sound, isn't it, Tug?
I think it's going to be getting up into the stratosphere money-wise.
Already there to me. Yeah. I mean, this is $1,600 now. Todd, help us out with a little math. We add $50 to the jackpot. What is the new jackpot?
$1,650.
$1,650. What would you do with all that money, Todd?
I'll buy my wife some nursing gifts. She graduates next week.
Oh, nice.
Hey, congratulations to her. Very cool. Thank you, guys.
You want to give her a little shout-out? Go ahead.
Shout-out to my wife, Jasmine. She's not going to hear this because she's in class right now, but congratulations, baby. I'm proud of you.
Look at that. That's so cool. Do me one last favor, Todd. Give me three numbers and an animal, please.
98.5 The Bull.
Daniel, I thought we had like a bro code going on.
What's that now?
You've disappointed me today.
How's that?
Well, you know how every now and then, like if you get like a nose hair or something like that, you'll tell me secretly.
Yeah.
And you won't bring, like I'm in public and you'll be like, hey man, you got the thing.
I'll say, you're my barber nose hair. And you know what I'm talking about.
Nose hair.
Nose hair, yeah.
Nose hair. Today, I didn't notice this until about 4 minutes ago that I have a button-up shirt on. And I missed the middle button.
Oh, I can't see you.
And I've been walking around the building with midriff showing.
Oh, no.
And you didn't tell me.
You know, you never used to show midriff. And now I'd say I see your midriff at least once or twice a week. Like you'll be sitting in a meeting and you sit in such a way that somehow it exposes midriff.
I don't like that.
You got to keep that midriff covered, buddy.
I know, but like I thought it was your job to tell me that I missed a button on my button-up shirt, and you didn't say a word. I'm walking around the building all morning talking to people.
Before we like shoot a television commercial and stuff, I'll go, let me take a look at you. But I don't just like check you out just when we're sitting here. Did anybody see the midriff? How did you discover your midriff?
Well, when I sat down, I looked down and I said, oh, this midriff. But I'm not sure that other people are close enough to me to tell me that I have midriff showing.
You'll be able to tell by the expression on their face. They'll be like, oh.
Or they'll be like, ugh.
No. I was at that over the weekend at the Tulsa Oilers indoor football game on Saturday. And we have the radio station has these chip clips we give away for a prize. And this AB that works here had done put one of those chip clips on me, on the back of my shirt. I walked all the way from BOK Center over here to Guthrie Green, probably past 1,000 people. I got chip clips stuck on me. It's humiliating.
That's messed up. I thought at work we had like a code, like we were looking out for each other.
Well, I'll start looking at your midriff. I guess I didn't know that was a thing that I needed to do. Apparently. How do you miss so many buttons that your stomach is hanging out of your shirt?
Well, it was one right at the navel. And that's just like the sweet spot where it can kind of open up a little bit.
Don't ever call your navel the sweet spot again.
Well, it just can open up on your tummy. And so anyway, I don't know who saw. They probably left work.
They've probably gone straight to HR.
They called in a sick day.
PTSD.
coming up, we got that sound of moolah, right?
Yes, it is now worth $1,650. No, excuse me. $1,600. $1,600. I was trying to sneak another amount on there.
Still a good chunk of change there. That happens at 9:10 this morning.
And then coming up about 9:45 or so, if nobody gets it, we're going to be in News on 6. And Leanne Taylor, who accidentally guessed the last sound of moolah.
She did that on live television.
I mean, heard it one time, guessed what it was, Stanley Cup. We're going to play the sound for her and we'll see what happens. What if she gets it again?
Because she got it last time.
What if she gets it this time?
Well, then
then it would just be a mad dash to whoever can make it through the first at 7:10 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so we'll be on television in about less than an hour. In the meantime, at 9:10, your chance to guess for that $1,600 here with Tig and Daniel.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. 98.5 The Bull.
All right, we got three people lined up ready to guess the sound of moolah. Would you play it one more time for us, please, Tar?
Yeah, here's your sound, guys. And this in 3, 2, 1.
All right. We'll start off with, looks like, Colin on line one. Colin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Colin, what do you do for a living?
I'm a heavy equipment mechanic.
All right. So are you good at identifying sounds?
I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see. Colin, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am.
All right, Colin, what is your guess, please?
I think you're trying to get that elevator door to shut quick.
Are you?
I think you're hitting that.
Hitting an elevator button. Colin, I'm sorry, that's not it, but keep trying, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, Ty, we'll move on to caller number two, which is our line number two, Terry. Terry, how are you doing today? You doing all right?
Good, and you?
Terry, what do you do for a living?
Drive a truck.
Drives a truck, so you've probably heard the sound a whole bunch of times. Are you now prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, Terry, what is your guess, please?
I think it's adjusting your office chair.
Is it adjusting an office chair? It is not. I'm sorry, Terry, but try again, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Now... our final guesser of the 8 o'clock hour. Let me introduce you, Tig, to Sylvia. How are you, Sylvia? Sylvia? Sylvia?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Are you now prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I am, and I am doing good.
Sylvia, what is your guess? Hold on. What is your guess, please?
I think it's making a sound with your tongue.
Is it making a sound with your tongue? Sylvia, that is incorrect. The bad news, you didn't win. The good news, we add $50 to the jackpot. It was at $1,550. Sylvia, could you please do the honors and tell us the new jackpot?
Oh, gosh. What did you say it was?
It was $1,550, and now we add another $50 to that jackpot.
So it's $1,600.
$1,600. And when is the next chance to play?
Maybe next hour at 9:10.
You're absolutely right. Do us one last favor. Okay. Give us three numbers and an animal, Sylvia.
985 the bull. 985 the bull. Danny, we're about 15 minutes away from another sound. It's now, or excuse me, another jackpot at $1,550 with the sound of moolah. How about that?
How about it? You could win that. We want you to win it. We got to give this money away, and that happens at 8:10. I dated a lady in Nashville named Stephanie, and Stephanie has a son named Caden, and we've remained close
with her
over the years. When I first met him, he was 8 years old, your son's age now.
I remember meeting Caden, and he was a little boy.
Tiny little guy. Now he, like, towers over me, like 6 foot something. But, he had his prom a couple of weeks ago, and I remember being like, hey, man, you got to get this lady a corsage. He goes, they don't do that anymore.
Is that outdated now?
That's what I was going to ask you if you had any. I don't know why I'd have come to you and ask you, but I thought when I went to prom X amount of years ago, you got a corsage for the lady to put on her wrist, a wrist flower.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you old man, they don't do that anymore.
What do they do
he
now?
He said they don't even go out to eat before the prom.
Times are changing, I guess.
But I don't know if that's true either, because I saw just on the Tulsa Reddit page the other day, a guy and his girlfriend before the prom went to Tokyo Garden, a memorial, and somebody anonymously paid for their check because they were on their prom date.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I can't believe the corsage is no longer a thing.
That's too bad for the flower shops, I guess.
I know. And then if there's no more corsages there, what about that flower the man wears? What is it called?
Oh, I have no idea. Hmm. Daniel's prom.
I don't need to be body. Right, I don't
gonna,
need to be
I'm
body
not
shamed.
Bully. All right,
you're
I won't
not.
Say it.
Well,
I won't
what,
say
no,
it.
No, what happened was
no,
I
won't say. Don't say it. I'm not trying to be mean. I just thought it was a funny story.
It doesn't bother me at all. I went to the prom, and they had our prom in the lunchroom. We didn't go to some beautiful location or some site, you know, scenic building. They had it in the lunchroom, and they put up like a paper crepe paper castle or something. It's like Enchanted Evening. By the way, if you have your prom in the lunchroom, you can't get that grease up. It's just slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And my date at the time was about my same height, real close. Well, this was the 90s, so she had done her hair up, and she wore high heels. So once we got there, she was a good foot to 2 foot taller than me. And we had to stand in front of the papier-mâché castle to have our picture made. And in front of all the line of people behind me, the photographer made me get on top of a little tiny wooden box so that I was the same height as this lady.
So you're humiliated.
I was pretty embarrassed, yeah. Wasn't my cup of tea. They don't even do the corsages anymore.
No, maybe they don't even do the box anymore that you can stand on.
No box?
Maybe no box. Who knows? Huh. What I do know, Daniel, is we're 13 minutes away from $1,550 with the Sound of Moolah here on 98.5 The Bull.